All right, Facebook Live, what is up? Jocking Heads, episode 17, live from the Silver Slipper with Ryan Bradshaw and special guest Jordan Waldo.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah.
Who just got a new bike and it broke down.
He's been riding the hog all day.
On the side of the road. It was good stuff.
We got a special show for you today. Controversial topics. Should women coach in the NBA? It's probably going to happen here pretty soon. NBA playoffs recap. We're down to the final four in the NBA. And Matt Patricia, New England Patriot turned Detroit Lions head coach now.
Yep.
Yeah, for about 20 years ago, of course, someone came forward and has some allegations. He got into some shenanigans about two decades ago, and that's coming out to haunt him now. So,
yes, it is. So we are missing Mr. Dacios on this fine evening, which will probably bring in more viewers. Yeah, we're missing Mr. Dacios, and we brought in Mr. Waldo.
It's probably a good
thing. We do have a fun show tonight, and we're here at the Slipper. We want to shout out Bud Light. We want to thank the Slipper for having us and giving us a chance to grow this inside here. And we're just looking forward to where this is headed. And so tonight, we've broken this down into segments, and we have tonight our Jock Talk segment, and we're going to tackle a couple issues in 10 minutes. And we segmented this out so we can roll through. We want you guys to chime in on some of these issues because they have been a big deal. If you've been watching ESPN today, you will know, and Mr. Dacio says the audio sounds crisp. We know. Thanks, sir. but if you've been watching ESPN today, you know that there's a few big things going on besides the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, which we'll get to in a little bit. We first want to tackle the question, and this is kind of something that's come up a couple different times, but Becky Hammond, who has been coaching under the wing of Greg Popovich, who's probably, in my opinion, the best coach in the NBA, in NBA history, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's arguably the best coach in NBA history. And she is going to be applying for the Milwaukee Bucks head coaching position. So my question and what we want to discuss here with you guys tonight, throw us a thumbs up if you're out there tuning in with us and your opinions. We want to hear your opinions. But the big topic here all day long is, should a woman be coaching in the NBA? Now, we kind of got into this a little bit earlier, and we have a few different, obviously we have a few different takes on this. But I'm going to start with you, Mr. Waldo. Would you like to give us your opinion on if this is going to work or not? I mean, do you think that men, the top athletes in men's basketball, are going to take a woman seriously?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say absolutely. I think respect is earned, and I think with her credentials and with where she's been, it's a huge step for women in the industry. I think that she has a trail of success, and she might not have all the respect right away, but she will earn that respect. She has the resume. So I don't see, I guess I see the argument, but if you look at everything, I just feel, how many men coaches are there in the WNBA? A lot.
Yes. Why? Here's my thing, and we appreciate everybody at the bar. There's a lot of people hanging out with us tonight in here. And hi, Emily. But here's my big take is that I honestly think it's a train wreck waiting to happen, and I do not think a woman can coach a men's basketball team in the NBA. These are the highest paid athletes in the world.
That's ridiculous.
Shut the hell up for 2 seconds and let me finish this goddamn point. Here's the thing, man. These are all, most of these athletes are their own business. They're getting paid millions. Aside from egos, I think one of the hugest parts of coaching in the NBA is you are managing egos. You're managing businesses. You're managing personalities. And I just personally think you look at the long list of men's coaches that have tried the NBA and failed, from Patino to Calipari to look at Stan Van Gundy. Look at like just people that recently, Jason Kidd. So you think that they're going to go from Jason Kidd to Becky Hammond, and you think that's really going to work? Do you think Giannis Antetokounmpo, did I just slaughter his name?
No, I think that's pretty good.
One of the best players, obviously, in the NBA right now is going to take that seriously. And I think that a woman, I think, you know what, if she's the most qualified, then maybe give her the job, right? If she is the most qualified. But I honestly think this might happen. Don't get crazy on me, Facebook. I think it might happen just because she is a woman. Because nowadays, everybody's got to be so careful in PC, where everybody's got to watch what they say, watch what they do without offending somebody. And if she applies and doesn't get the job, does Milwaukee have a PR nightmare on their hands?
Well, here's what I want to know. Look at Toronto. They get the best record in the East, the number one seed. They get swept out of the playoffs, and the coach is on the hot seat, right? Let's say Becky Hammond has a losing season next year. How do they fire her? I mean, is it going to be, oh, they're only firing her because she's a woman, you know?
That's a good point. I mean, look at that. That is a good point.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, at what point do you say, okay, she's not doing a good job? Are they going to get in trouble?
Give her a shot. Why not? What do they have to lose?
Everything.
What if she sets records? What if they do respect her? What if they do learn a few things? You never know, man. Maybe right away they don't. They might see.
The only plus I can see is Popovich has been. She's been with Greg Popovich.
Totally, totally.
Coached with him too.
You know, and so because Popovich, honestly, in my opinion, is one of the greatest of all time. Like
I think
saying.
They fucked.
And I just don't see how she gets the respect of the players in the locker room, A. And B, I just think there's too many, like, there's too many little things you have to watch. What do I say to her without getting in trouble? Hey, are these guys going to, you know, respect her, listen to her? I mean, and that's another thing. She's never played the men's game. I mean, yes, she's played basketball, and I get that.
Well, let's see who her coaching staff is. I think that's got a lot to do with it too. It doesn't just come down to you. You got a whole group of people that work on that. Obviously, she's going to be the leader. She's going to be heading it. But if you can't be led by a woman in today's age, what does that say about your character?
Oh, Waldo. Waldo's going in. What? Jesse, go ahead.
That was a very gentlemanly thing to say. Yeah, that was
Jordan's out here trying to get
shout
dates.
Out to my
man.
Mom, you know.
Jordan's
I love
out here
you.
Trying to get dates. Hey,
raised properly, you know. See, like I would be prone to say something like when you mentioned head coach, I was thinking last time you think of woman and head coach, you think of like Dr. Ruth, you know. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about basketball.
Mercy in heaven.
No, see.
Let's give LaRock a drink break. Take a sip.
Jordan had a good take, though.
If you were out there, let us know. Give us your opinion on this. Do you think women should coach in the NBA? Like, I already thought it was risky when they let them ref. But that has worked out.
Do you think their sight's different or something, man? Like, are they seeing something else?
No, I just think there's some things that men do and women do. Like, it's like this, man.
Here it goes.
We don't want to get into too many crazy things.
Drum roll, please.
But in my opinion, there's gender roles. Like, there's some things women do, there's some things men do. I think when you start crossing the roles, I think it starts getting risky. And it's too bad in our society now. You have to watch how you say that. You get crucified for your opinion on it. But it's just like having, you know, I just think it's getting too crazy, honestly. And I mean, they just let women in Boy Scouts for.
That's what I was
saying. But at the same time, it's hard to categorize a few of them that are different with the rest. You know, I know as a society, we do that a lot. We say, oh, well, just a few of you represent the whole, but
yeah,
it's not the case anymore. We're in different times, man.
All right, we got to move on. Katie Rowe, how you doing? Katie, thank you for being on with us tonight. Lindsay, thank you. Lindsay, can I get a thumbs up?
Can we get Sam Dossios back to work?
Lindsay Williams is on all the time. She still hasn't claimed her prize. She has $20 waiting for her to the beautiful Southgate Mall. Lindsay, that's yours.
There's Pat Dark. He's on every
Pat
week.
Pat Dark. We love Pat.
New England thing.
Everybody
fan,
out
all,
there. We got to move on to the
Boston.
Next topic, though, as we are. We want to stay on time here. Thank you, Lindsay. Yes, Kristen. What does Kristen got to say here? Kristen, we appreciate you. Your gift certificate's on the way. It would cause issues no matter what. It will anyway, whether she gets hired or not. That's a good point. So if they don't hire her, then they're going to get looked at as, why didn't you hire a woman? If they do hire her, so Milwaukee might be in a lose-lose. That's a good point.
Yep.
On to the next topic here. We have the Detroit Lions head coach who just – so for those that don't know, Matt Patricia, who was under the wing of Bill Belichick, probably the greatest coach in football. He's talking about we had a Popovich protege and a Belichick protege tonight all in the same segment.
Yeah.
That's what jockeying has. That's greatness. Bud Light, thank you. Cheers. But we have Matt Patricia, who just got his job with the Detroit Lions, and the timing of this is very odd and strange. He's been coaching now for over 15 years. And today it came out he's been allegations of sexual assault back in 1996, which was 22 years ago. Allegedly, he forced a woman to sleep with him, and he was indicted on it. So he was indicted on it, about to go to court, but she would not testify or go to court for it and drop the case. It was thrown out because she got too nervous. My question, I guess, you know, how do you guys feel about this? This is 22 years later, and he's now dealing with this at the same time he got his head coaching job. Is there timing here? Is there weird things going on here? Or what do you guys think? Jesse, what do you got?
Well, first of all, if I got raped by a guy named Patricia, I wouldn't tell anybody either. It'd take me a good 20 years before I open my fucking mouth, too. So I'll get that out of the way. Second of all, I think it's just like the draft. Happened. What's that quarterback now? NFL draft. NFL draft is ancient history, but what was the guy now that they came out and he got in all that trouble on draft day?
I just started sweating.
I'm drawing a blank.
I didn't hear what you said. I got flustered.
The quarterback on draft day. Remember the story came out this year?
This year?
Yeah. The racist stuff.
That was...
And it just happened to come out on, like, draft night?
He, on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was saying stuff, like, when he was 15 years old on Twitter.
Right, yeah, all his
and why
tweets
can't I think
out.
Of his
right.
name? This is where Dacios would... You're out there, man. I know.
Yeah.
It's
the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, this is just precocious timing, right?
Yes. Like, the timing of it.
Right.
So, like, yeah, you're saying the timing. And with Waldo, how do you feel about this?
Oh, it's tough. Timing is crucial, and it makes you wonder, but at the same time, there's two sides
Alan,
to every story.
Yes, Alan. Kristen, thank you. It's Alan. Was it Jake Allen?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you,
and
Kristen. I appreciate it.
And that's why holding a good reputation, you know, throughout your career is very, very important, because if you hit it big, there's going to be people that want to take you down. But at the same time, what if it is true? You know what I mean? Why not go through the process and find out?
My question is, does it matter when it happened? Because what most people are making a big deal of, and Matt even said in his press conference, is that he kept reiterating that this was 22 years ago. If it did happen, does it matter that it was 22 years ago? Doesn't matter if it happened 2 days ago or 22 months ago, it happened, right?
And it matters because of the position he's in.
Right, exactly. I agree. And Ashley's saying someone is looking for money. The woman says she has nothing to do with this. Ashley out there is thinking that this has to do with money.
Look at Duke Lacrosse too. They were all proven innocent, right? Wasn't that a whole scam where they
I think it eventually turned up it was
down?
Fraud, but
that actually got on 30 for 30. That got turned up as a fraud.
Yeah, and that ruined those guys.
Oh, yeah. It did ruin those guys. It's crazy to me because this got thrown out by that woman, and she wasn't even able to go to court back then, and some are saying it was too much trauma for her to do that. I just think the timing of this is strange because it's been 22 years, and all of a sudden he's going to be the head coach, and it's coming out. And the fact that the NFL is investigating, so... we'll see what the NFL comes up with, but I honestly think that at this point in time, there's zero proof.
Right.
So to me, it's an issue that needs to be dropped.
Yeah.
Because after 22 years, you can't prove anything And it literally comes down to her word versus his. And you're not going to get anywhere. This is honestly something, in my opinion, that's just going to hurt his credibility. Yeah. Family. He's married now. And I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
I would say the timing's definitely a little late, but at the same time, that's when it comes down to a few individuals representing the whole issue wrongly. So if it was treated rightly to begin with, and you know, and proper timing, if something like that did happen, it should be handled accordingly.
I agree
but
that.
It's hard. Yeah, 22 years later, shit, that's 5 years less than how old I am. So, you know, it's like, it's a long freaking time to not say anything. So yeah, it's definitely traumatizing, and there are people that actually go through that. So it's just unfortunate that if she is doing this to get money or misrepresent it, then it sucks for those who it actually happens to and need the help.
True. That's very true.
So it's unfortunate either way that this situation happened.
That's very true. And like, you know what? I agree. Nate Benefit, thank you for getting on. Katie Rowe, what do we got here? Katie agrees with Ashley, saying it's just a power move. We got a lot of women out there standing up for this guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Patricia, him and his defense got raped in the Super Bowl last year, and you don't see him pressing charges. You know, you just kind of move on. So,
Once again, Jesse the Rock here.
I don't know.
For all the comic relief.
Just roll with it.
But, like, how you guys doing on those drinks? Hope you guys are all drinking out there with us. We like to drink beers and talk sports. We get to get off the controversy right now, or any controversy. You guys can give us your take. Don't be scared.
Scared.
Give us your take on either of these issues, whether women should coach in the NBA. If you think women can coach in the NBA, let us know. And who else we got? Dino Hill, man. Thank you for being on, Dino Hill.
Dino.
These guys did purgatory with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Billings, we did a whole
purgatory. You guys can't use the fact that she didn't make the Hall of Fame in the NBA,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are. I mean, no, we're not talking about
you can't
this
use thing. That. You
Becky
can't
Hammon
use that.
Can't coach,
she,
man. She can't coach NBA.
Made the Hall of
She's
Fame,
She's not going to coach the NBA
She's
as
on
a
the women's
coach.
Side.
Man, Wally, you're
hey,
out of
one thing, though, too. We're live.
A mute button. Where's the Tony Reale mute?
Right now, though, we're live at the Silver Slipper. So if you guys are in Missoula, like, there's a flood out there. I'm to understand. So just like maybe swim on over here, have a drink with us, because like everybody else in the bar is paying attention to the show. And
we got one
so
more,
we just need a couple more people.
Lakin, oh, I love it, Lakin. Thank you for getting on this evening. Hope you're having fun out there. Lakin's on vacation. So. We got to talk the NBA.
Basketball.
We got to get on to the NBA. I mean, it's the Western Eastern Conference Finals all settled up and ready to go. And in the West, we have the matchup that everybody's wanted. We've been waiting for this matchup since October when the NBA started. And we're going to start off with the Western Conference Finals. You got Houston, Golden State. Been arguing this with some of my good friends all week. And when I look at this series, obviously we have the two best teams in the NBA. It's too bad they're both in the West.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the winner of this series, does the Eastern Conference matter?
Are you kidding
does
me?
Matter?
Are you kidding me?
Bro. Thumbs up, thumbs down of the Eastern Conference. He doesn't have a chance in hell.
How can you doubt Cleveland ever?
Cleveland.
Oh,
Weakland.
My God.
Boston's on borrowed time already.
Boston is going to beat Cleveland. We're going to get to that in a second. Boston's
going to
beat
Cleveland.
I swear. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about Golden State-Houston. Who wins? How many games? Matchups to watch. Jesse, go.
Like I said last time, I picked Houston to win it all. I'm changing my mind today. I think Golden State is looking incredible. Best team they've had in this run that they've been on the last few years. And I'm saying Golden State in six. I think Harden is going to jack up the 30 shots, make 10 of them, and you know,
oh,
it almost cost him in the last game. He had a terrible game, and then Chris Paul had to come out and score 40, 41, or whatever it was.
Yes.
So, I mean, over the course of the series, Golden State's balance is going to come out ahead. You know, they're just a balanced team, and Houston isn't.
No, I yeah. Jordan?
Dude, I got Houston losing real quick, right away.
Oh,
I don't see
there we go.
I don't see how Golden State doesn't just put them in the doghouse. They're going to sleep. They're going. It's going to be a home run grand slam. Just
playing. You know basketball. What? I honestly. So we have a very big sports basketball head, Eric Bowie, and I don't know if he's still on here. Bowie, a couple people such as him, and he knows basketball very well. Thinks that Houston wins this series in seven. And primarily because Houston has this pick. Because Houston does. They run the D'Antoni offense, high pick and roll, spread the floor, three-point shooters everywhere. And a lot of people think Golden State is not going to be able to defend the pick and roll. So when Paul or Harden come off the screen from Capella, that you have to bring Draymond up to either guard that guy. If Draymond comes too far up, the guard goes around. If the weak side comes to help, kicking out threes and nobody can guard it. And here's my take on this. I think Draymond, he was the defensive player of the year last year. Am I right?
I believe so.
Is that right?
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure that is right. That man is going to be able to guard whoever comes off that screen. I don't give two shits if it's Harden or Chris Paul. I mean, to me, I agree with you. I think Golden State wins this series in five, maybe six. Six. I'll say six just because Houston might get a gimme game.
Well, they do have home court.
Yeah, they got home court, which is great. But I just don't see. I mean, dribble, 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 screen, shoot. That's all Houston does.
Well, the thing with D'Antoni that bothers me is remember how good those Phoenix Suns teams were when he was coaching them? Remember all those championships they won? Yeah, neither do I. You know exactly. What I mean?
He always had.
They always
close.
Scored 125 points.
He's close, but he doesn't quite get it done. And honestly, to me, how you can count out Golden State with the way they're playing right now, when you have, I mean, Curry and Durant and Klay Thompson are three of the best shooters in the NBA. But Golden State does not need the three ball to win. They can go cold from three to win. Houston goes cold from three, they're out. Waldo, how does that cold smoke?
Oh, this is good stuff.
You guys want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, Golden State's going to
Jeremy Johnson.
Let's say Houston does do high pick and rolls all day. Okay, they're making twos, but how do you stop Golden State's offense?
I know exactly. That I agree with.
So
that.
even if they play shitty defense, they're still going to keep up with you, and more than likely, they're going to make more than you on an average day. So it's hard to bet against Golden State when they have so many big hitters. And even on their bench, it's tough. It's tough.
Jeremy,
to
who
even
do you think's winning? Golden State, Houston. That's a good
point.
That
Golden State's going to go down. Man, even if they do pick and rolls all day, give them the twos. Curry's going to go out there and Thompson's going to go out there and they're going to double their points off threes, bro. We've seen them do it against LeBron all the time. And he's the best two-point scorer, I think, in the league. That's just my opinion.
Well, and they've got equalizer, too, for Capella. They've got big guys just sitting on the bench waiting to come in and foul out. So they're just going to play physical, and Golden State can win a low-scoring game. I don't know if Houston can. But you got Pachulia. Zaza's a dirty player, for sure. He's going to go out there and make it miserable. And this is all past Draymond Green, who's like Dennis Rodman to me, right?
And I think Clay.
Then you got JaVale McGee.
Clay can D up.
McGee's good for six fouls, and he's out, and that's all they'll use him for. I don't even think they played him in the last game. And then you got David West, another big guy who's just got this mean mug who's going to go out there and throw elbows. And so that's going to take care of Capella. They're just going to keep rotating those guys in, use up all the fouls, and then Clay and Steph are just going to eat them up.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't see any scenario where Golden State loses, but there are people out there that think so. ESPN, BPI, even has Golden State at a 35% chance to win. It just blows my damn mind. And I don't know how a team that's won two titles, been to the finals 3 years, won 73 games two seasons ago, how they're the basically they're the underdog.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
35% to win to get to the finals or to win the whole thing?
To beat Houston.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, it's home court, and they're the number two seed.
Houston's at 65, so I don't know, man. We'll see.
I don't know.
Boston, Cleveland. Another interesting series. I would give my left nut if Kyrie was playing. Kyrie Kyrie again. What's we got a lot of people talking out here. What do you hey, you know what? I do not like either one of these teams hardly. But hey, I will say Kyrie, LeBron would have been phenomenal. So I'm just gonna go ahead and dream. But we do get Boston, Cleveland. And I'm going to take Boston. I think Boston's going to win this series in 6 or 7.
You know there's a reason Kyrie's not playing. He's scared. Because LeBron would have ran his ass over.
Oh, for are
he
you
would have
serious?
Made him look like a fucking leaf.
Man, drink your beer and shit.
He'd have been like,
up.
Oh, the gingerbread man snapped.
See ya. Kyrie would have fucked him up. You have no idea, dude. This, honest to God, bro. Oh I swear, gosh. Dude, do you really think Kyrie...
The only reason Kyrie could do what he did is because LeBron was on his team and everyone was focused on him.
Are you... Dude, you gotta stop drinking your beer.
Shit, there's a reason he's not playing right now.
Dude, Kyrie carried LeBron.
Kyrie carried LeBron, when it was
shot.
Needed, yes.
Kyrie hit the last second
did.
Shot.
I gotta give him, Kyrie, he's a great shooter, he's Kyrie a great finisher, but put LeBron and him one-on-one every single time, LeBron will
Kyrie would no, Kyrie
up.
Would go right around
He'll
him.
Make him look like
Kyrie
a little
would go right
child
around
that's
him.
In middle
Kyrie,
school.
Dude, oh my. Dude, you sound, man, can we get another, we need another guest on the show. We need a new guest on the show. Dude, listen, Kyrie was
some random person.
Kyrie whooped his
I'm
ass.
I'm not even a Cleveland fan.
Kyrie would
fan.
Go around him. Kyrie
LeBron,
is the best going to the basket. I How swear to God.
Kyrie's got a little bit history, but LeBron's got a lot. So it's hard, you know.
Listen,
he's
LeBron
done all right.
LeBron is the best player. I will say LeBron is the best player in the NBA.
Right now.
But Kyrie Irving would
like the
if Kyrie Irving was playing right now with the way Boston's playing right now, I would probably have to put them in a let me put it this way. It
Sam's
wouldn't be
point.
A clear-cut favorite out of the West.
True. Yeah.
I mean, they would smoke Cleveland with Kyrie.
Sam
smoke.
Made a good point.
I think
Did you
so.
See that?
What's Sam saying?
He said, never makes a good point. So. What is this? I
he
can't
said,
wait.
He said Kyrie's former teams have now reached the Eastern Conference Finals without him. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's a good
invaluable.
Point.
That is a good point.
Look at how far Indiana got without Paul George. Look at where Utah got without Gordon Hayward. So it comes down to just chemistry and coaching at some point, right?
I think any team that LeBron's on, it changes the game.
Yeah, there's the flip side of it. How far does Cleveland get without LeBron?
Obviously, you're going to double team LeBron every once in a while. And when you do, who's going to be open? Somebody.
I can't get over your take on Kyrie, but the only reason
Kyrie's
LeBron,
a great, great player,
the only
man.
Reason LeBron.
Just,
the only reason LeBron won his third title
you're trying
with Kyrie.
To, you're trying to compare LeBron.
Kyrie,
to Kyrie
had a three overstep. Kyrie
would,
had to hit the last
he
second
dunk over
shot.
Over him and give him a
Kyrie,
little teabag on the way
Kyrie
up.
Kyrie had to hit the last second shot because LeBron's bum
Shaq,
ass.
Chuck.
Kyrie to make a layup
shot.
On LeBron.
Fellas.
Huh? 10 times.
I said Shaq, Chuck, fellas. Kiss and make up.
And I bet you he makes three.
Oh, my God.
One thing, though, LeBron... is this, I mean, could this be his peak? Could this be like the prime of his prime right now? This postseason that he's having, the shots that he's hitting in the clutch, he hasn't failed yet. He's hit everything he's needed to. I mean, he's put the team on his shoulders. He's getting a little bit of help from his teammates. But this is incredible. For as long as he's been in the league, as much playoff action as he's been in and put on those legs and knees and stuff, and how much he's apparently got left in the tank?
Well... It could be. I think LeBron's got another 2 good years left.
Yeah, well, we thought Kobe had more years than he did, too.
Yeah, well, Kobe was getting ran into the ground just like LeBron is, and he blew his Achilles. What's up, Bill?
That's exactly
What's
what
up,
might
baby?
Happen. It's unfortunate, but
Glad Bill's
I hope he
on
can
tonight,
stay healthy
man.
His
Love.
Whole career and actually yep. compete for some of those top spots.
I'm not even listening to you anymore, man. I'm
He's not a fan of LeBron,
I'm
everyone.
To shout
it's
out
all
Bill.
Right. He doesn't even want
to
hear about
Bill
it.
Bill Hall because you've been talking out your ass for the last 10 minutes.
Dilly dilly, right?
What's up?
I said dilly dilly, dilly zip dilly beverage.
We are going to be giving away. I got some gift cards on the way for Kristen, and then we got a gift card on the way for.
Hey,
Lindsay.
By the way, what am I getting paid for being on this?
You ain't getting. You're not getting paid shit. You can drink your beer. all right, we so who do we got in the finals? And I got. I'm going to take. I got Golden State. Also,
Cleveland. He doesn't
Golden
want to
State,
say
Boston.
It, but he just said he knows
Golden
it.
Golden State, Boston. This is who I'm taking in the finals, and I got Golden State beating Boston in 5.
Go ahead, Jerry. What'd you think about that last series, though, going into it? Who'd you have?
On which one?
You doubted Cleveland, didn't you?
Cleveland and Toronto? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's reflect on that real quick. Never doubt ever.
Oh, shit.
Don't doubt
everybody,
LeBron.
I don't know if anybody was picking Cleveland over Toronto.
No. Yeah.
And then what did he make them look like?
Huh?
What did he make them look like?
Canadians.
No, honestly, that was impressive. Listen, it's hard to
bet against LeBron. Canada.
It is. That's why
Brad Stevens is going to come up with a defensive scheme against LeBron that's going to just blow his mind. Brad Stevens is a genius in it. And I swear, Boston hasn't lost a game at home. They have the home court advantage on Cleveland. I'm taking Boston.
They don't have the experience. They don't have the veterans.
Coming from a Lakers
Philly
fan.
Had a couple of games they should have won in that last series.
You gotta throw on the Lakers on
this. Because you said you want
or Toronto.
You think Celtics are winning.
Maybe shut your damn mouth.
I want to say real quick, Ryan Bradshaw's not a Lakers fan.
Lakers.
Celtics.
Mr. Carlos Coleman is watching.
It's all good.
And Christopher Mitchell. Can we get
Carlos
a shout out
is Mitchell? Spanish TLC? For Charles.
TLC, man. Weigh in on this shit. Boston, Cleveland. Who wins? And Golden State, Houston, who wins? I want to hear some predictions out there. If you tuned in, let us know who you think is going to win.
I think it's Golden State and Cleveland again, and I really don't want to see that. And I picked Houston when the playoffs started.
You think Golden State,
Golden
Cleveland?
State, Cleveland again, and then Golden State wins it. Golden State's in the middle of an incredible dynasty.
Do you think anybody beats Golden State no matter what, then, no matter what?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if Kyrie was healthy.
Todd Hardy, thanks for tuning in.
You want to know why Cleveland needs to be in there with Golden State? Because they're the only ones that can beat them. See, they're the best teams. It's like, who are you going to put
Holy
up?
Shit.
Can I ask you a question, Jordan?
Yeah.
What flavor is LeBron James's cock?
You are on.
I just
like
got to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even a Cleveland fan.
Oh, okay.
I just respect the greatness.
Listen, man, Cleveland has no chance of beating Golden State. We don't even need to talk about that, but we can move on. We got to move on because we're running out of time. Todd Hardy, Golden State, I agree. Todd Hardy. Golden State.
Golden State beats
Golden State. I agree with that. All right, we have to move on to the jock itch. We got the jock itch, the testy take of the day. Before we get into the mail sack,
right?
And we all know Jordan loves his mail sack. What up, boy? Man, this Todd Harding, I appreciate you getting on, man. Todd Harding.
What's up, Todd?
He's got Golden State. And Todd, let us know what you think of women, if they can coach in the NBA. We were talking about that earlier. To get on to the jock itch, testy take, what we're going to discuss today.
What are we going to scratch? What's got you itching?
Who or what was the best NBA team to ever win the finals?
Is this besides the Bulls? Like
the best NBA team
besides the
of all time? No era of all time.
Of all time,
shit.
You have one NBA team that won the finals.
This is easy.
What
for
was
me?
The best one?
I would say the '96 Bulls, and it's hard to beat them. Yeah,
'96 Bulls. Jesse, who do you got?
I'm a huge Jordan fan, and I like the Bulls, and it's hard to compare different teams from different eras. I'm going to say this year, and I know they haven't won yet, I'm going to say this year's Golden State team. And so, truthfully, you could really say last year's Golden State team, I guess. The way that they're constructed right now, man, I think they beat Jordan's Bulls. And this is coming from a lifer Jordan fan.
You think...
Man,
the flopping ass Jesse Golden State team this year Jesse, would Billy, beat a hard
Billy, Billy
ass.
Billy says the Bulls. Billy, man,
shit.
The Bulls. But Billy, what the Bull? I mean, listen here. Oh, you want to know my take? The 2001 Lakers.
Okay.
Wax the floor.
I would have loved to have seen Dennis Rodman pound up with
pound up who? Pound up who? Shaq?
Shit. Shaq in his prime. That would have been tough. He's
Shaq
a big boy.
Shaq was
a big boy.
40 on it.
But you got to
40 missed free throws and then he had drug his knuckles off the court as a loser.
As the 96 Bulls, man. That's just my opinion. I don't think they were as well rounded. They had some solid players. I'm a Lakers fan, man. Kobe, Shaq, two of the best players of all time.
We need to know
But the 96 Bulls were so well-rounded and physical.
Carlos.
I think Shaq would have been
Carlos
a bruised little
the
baby
2014
on the side.
Spurs. Carlos Santana. 2014 Spurs were amazing. I mean, you had
obviously that's when Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker were at their best. And they rounded that out with Green. Who else was on that team? Green, I know Danny Green was. But they were good, man. I honestly though don't see. Let me tell you something about the 2001 Lakers. They lost one game in the playoffs that year.
That's true.
One.
Because they're amazing.
That was a fluke loss to the 76ers in game one of the finals. Iverson went off for 40-plus, and they lost. But now Carlos.
Now that you bring that up, that's what I see happening with Houston Golden State. I think Harden's going to go for 50. They're going to win a game, and then Golden State's going to win the rest because Harden's going to try too hard. I could be wrong, though, because Chris Paul is playing probably the best he's ever played.
That could be it. But I'm going to say this. The 2001 Lakers with Shaq. Shaq moved like a forward.
Listen, man.
He was the best center.
You had Shaq and Kobe as the dominant. The
Shaq
dominant.
Shaq and Kobe were unbelievable.
Right.
So if you put them on the 96 Bulls.
But you have the 96 Michael Jordan
Shaq
guarding Kobe.
Shaq would have dropped a 50-piece on the Bulls every game. A 50.
He was the only
Shaq?
Real
Will
Purdue,
Bill Winnington,
dude
Luke Longley,
Bill Winnington, and Will Purdue.
They had great shooters, but
who did?
They were revolving around Shaq and Kobe, man.
Bro, I know they had a great team. Kobe and Jordan would have canceled each other. They would have been
right.
Eating each other alive.
So
Shaq,
Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. They would have made Shaq hurt. They weren't no pussies, bro.
God, bro.
Don't forget their outside shooting.
Softies?
Shaq would have
Paxson, Armstrong.
Man. I mean, I wasn't much of a fan
Shaq,
of Longley, so I can't say he would have
Longley,
done much.
Kukoc, hey?
Kukoc was good, but I just think, you know, back in the 01 Lakers, when you had Robert Horry, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher.
So how do you think the 80s Pistons,
Brian
the late
Shaw,
80s Pistons, do you think that? How do you think they would have fared against the Lakers?
I think it's hard to compare the 80s
it's
and
totally,
the 2000s because
it totally is,
the
play style was different.
The decades are too far apart. But the 96 Bulls and the 01 Lakers, that's a five-year gap.
Totally.
Those two teams would have been – they're easy to compare because they're in the same decade.
I feel like Shaq's era was the last era of a real physical game.
Yeah, it was. Like, that,
like just
that
a real fucking pound down in the paint game.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. That era is over. I'm going to take the 01 Lakers, I swear. Shaq versus Rodman would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
Carlos, that would be funny, man.
Didn't they have Ron Artest too, or was that before Ron Artest?
That was before.
Oh, okay, because I'd love to see Artest or Meta World Peace or whatever.
Man, it's Meta World Peace.
Yeah, go
so
against
you
Rodman.
The 96 Bulls too?
Against the Lakers? The 2001 Lakers?
No, like if you had to pick a team that was the best NBA team to ever win the NBA Finals.
Last year's Warriors for me. Once Durant hits the Warriors,
they could get run over by every team in the past.
Huh?
The Warriors, man, they're too soft for older teams. Like, yeah, you could say they have better shooting.
Yeah, but I mean, they would adjust each play. I think each team would adjust.
But let's take a real defensive old 90s team, and I wouldn't say Golden State would have nearly the capabilities that they do now. Nearly the weapons, because they would be physically dominated.
Bro,
they'd be physically made
podcast.
Look like little kids that need to work out.
But just
out
the
more,
ball right? screens that they can run, the catch and shoot, that game that – we said this a few episodes ago. The game that Klay Thompson scored, was it 61 or whatever? I forget the exact stat, but he dribbled like 11 times. Like 11 single dribbles in the entire game.
I don't see the older teams
Listen,
letting them do
drink
that.
Because I can't
it was just
stand
a different
Wallo's
style
takes.
Of gameplay.
So what do? Foul them?
Takes are so way off, I can't even listen to
so
them.
But, no, so he says the older teams aren't going to let them do it. But what do? Foul them, put them to the line? They
We're
shoot 90% from the
they're
line.
They're going to foul him once
and
hard enough to make him
in.
Be in pain and
right
not want to go up for another shot. That's how it was played. How many times did Jordan go up and just get... wrecked
96
by
Bulls,
someone.
Oh yeah,
0-1 Lakers. Okay.
I don't see Curry going up and getting hammered by someone.
But that's not their game. They're not driving to the
it's
basket like Jordan.
It's not their game.
They're spotting up and moving
either
the
way. Let's take a screen for instance. Okay, every single screen that comes, they're pounding those. Nowadays, they're trying to roll around them, trying to
all
just dodge it.
No, that's just the way the game was played. Listen though, each team would have adjusted to every era. So if the Warriors played in the 80s, they would have adjusted.
You going
to
adjust Curry's size?
Bro, Curry, are you shitting me?
What are you going to do with
Thomas
him?
Isaiah Thomas was 5'11". Curry's 6'4", bro.
Curry is tiny.
You need to stop sipping your cold smoke. All I know,
he's got a great shot.
Curry would have killed any era with that shot. In fact, if you put Curry in the '80s, or if you would have put him in the '90s, and you have, did you see some of the shots he hit the other night?
So let me ask you this, Bradshaw: what do you think of late '90s, early 2000s Kobe guarding Curry? Tell me about that.
Oh, Kobe would have fucked him up. Everybody, listen, Kobe. Kobe in his prime would have had his.
So you put a real defender that's physical on someone.
But I mean, listen though,
and it changes the game.
Listen though, Golden State would have been hard to beat for any team.
I got to give you that. They got a good shot.
Who scored more in Colorado, Dikembe Mutombo or Kobe?
Oh my goodness, Jesse's always got to resort to some Colorado.
I pull that. That's a rape joke. That's a Kobe rape joke. I pull that out.
96
once a month.
96 Bulls, 0-1 Lakers. Or the 17 Warriors, right?
And I'm sure we're missing some, like, 50s or 60s, like, Bill Russell teams or Wilt Chamberlain teams, right?
Yeah, I mean, we might be.
Some Larry Bird, I mean, honestly.
But again, how do you compare?
It's hard.
Is it different style? What would Shaq have done in the 50s or 60s in the NBA?
And I think that's the thing where everybody would have adjusted.
He'd shoot a lot more free throws and he'd miss.
Dude, nice. If you put Shaquille O'Neal on the team... like on the Lakers or the Celtics against Russell or Chamberlain, dude, I think he dominates them both. What he's just so Carlos, physical, so big.
Carlos, I appreciate the participation this evening. We had the Warriors like team in the '90s. Run Carlos, TMC,
the man, the myth,
TMC
the legend.
Like
and Kyle, thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Listen, man, I'm going. We got to settle this debate. I'm sticking with the 0-1 Lakers. Shaq and Kobe were way too dominant. And they had good players around them.
Oh, it's hard to say. I'd still go with the 96 Bulls, man. They were too physical. I think Shaq was physical. Kobe was physical. But I don't think the rest of the team was as physical as the whole Bulls team that just had this desire, this burning inside desire to defeat everything that came their way. Kobe had it. Shaq had it. But I don't think that whole team had it as much.
Oh,
as much.
I need more to drink.
They had some swag.
Yeah, they both had Phil Jackson, right?
Are you, dude?
Hey, that's true. Phil Jackson.
You are not.
That's
making,
interesting.
You're not making sense. We're looking at Sam is like, hey, here's a good topic. Whose takes would you rather hear, SB or Waldo?
Yeah, well, Sam, where are you at today and where am I? I'm talking on this.
I'm going SB.
You're not.
Waldo's taking over.
Bye, Felicia.
Every take Waldo's got is in. We're going to put you on the jock itch section every week.
Shit, I'll get on here. I'll talk some shit. I just typically like to go with whatever Ryan thinks or opposite. So
well,
I just want to be against him.
That's because sure. Waldo likes to play second place and I play first.
No, that's not how it is. That's not how it is.
That's how it is tonight. Jesse?
Yeah, I got to go with the Warriors still. And you know,
we're all at odds,
that 96 Bulls team, Jordan, it's so hard to put him Jesse's second place to anything. Fan. Dude, I went to school dressed up like a Jordan every day. I had the Bulls jerseys every single day. Jean shorts, right? And a Bulls jersey. I had like 15 of them.
That's because Jesse's the
posters.
Current bandwagon fan.
I had Chicago Bulls throw just pillows kidding. On my bed. Get got me? Like a red bed spread or sheet or whatever the fuck the thing is that goes over the sheets, right? And then I had throw pillows, Chicago Bulls. Like, I'm a Bulls fanboy. I'm saying Durant, Curry, and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala, three big dopes that they have to take and absorb fouls. That's a tough team to beat.
It's tough to say, man. It's hard to imagine, but I wish we could go back and see it.
Hey, but we got to see what everyone else thinks. Fan, that's for sure.
I wish we could go back and see.
Let's run some simulations on an NBA 2K, whatever the fuck they got now, you know? Don't they do that with Madden?
Sack.
They always do that before the Super Bowl with Madden, run simulations.
Yeah.
There's got to be cool, man. It'd be fun. And like, you know, on to the mail sack. Dip down. So one thing we got this week, we were talking about hockey, and we never talk about the NHL on here as much as some people maybe like, because quite honestly, if hockey players don't get in the fight, I think it's boring fucking sport. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about it sometimes. And
okay, well, this isn't golf or tennis, bro.
Huh?
This isn't golf or tennis. I mean, this is it's a fun sport to watch.
No, this is a big sport for some people. In fact, most some people like hockey more than the NBA, NFL, and MLB. So,
they're called Canadians.
Me and me and Mr. Waldo here, me and Mr. Wrong Take, were down in Vegas last weekend, and tell everybody
there
about
were
it.
Golden State fans every
no, Golden
single
Knight.
Way.
Golden Knight.
I'm been, sorry. Golden
You've been talking
Golden
about
Knight.
Too much basketball.
Golden Knight fans.
Golden Knight fans
everywhere.
And
now this was, is a, this
hey,
is an
Raiders,
expansion team.
I'm a Raiders fan, so I wasn't mad about that. Go Raiders.
No, it's crazy to see though, right? Like the Golden Knights are an expansion team. And I think the reason we wanted to bring this up is we were talking about the NHL on our page this week, and a lot of people didn't think Vegas would support sports or how it'd be. But after being in Vegas this last weekend, I honestly can see the Raiders being one of the biggest draws in the NFL history. Being
America's
Vegas.
Team, right?
I think their fan and base is
forget the Cowboys.
That fan base
now.
Down there for
it's
the Golden
huge.
Knights was nuts. You guys. These people were going nuts. There was parties everywhere, and these people were so excited. And I honestly don't know shit about hockey, but I think if we had one takeaway, is that Vegas is going to be a good spot for sports.
They were hungry for something to call their own. You know, the entertainment capital of the world. They don't have a professional sports team.
Well, it's not only that, but if you look at what happened with the shootings, and you know, my heart goes out to everyone, but they needed something to come together with. And to really team up and have something to believe in together.
And that's what they were saying down there, too.
I think that was it. And when the Raiders come down there, they're going to have great support. Yeah, they might have a lot of bandwagoners, not real, you know, since birth fans, but they're going to have some new fans and some great support because they need that something to believe in. They need that something to join together and join arms as, and I think they found that.
No, I agree.
Clear
they're
going to
put that
there.
Vegas stamp on it too. Didn't you guys say the Uber drivers or taxi drivers or whatever were saying that even the ushers and stuff or the bartenders are all drunk? It's a whole different experience going to a game.
Oh, it's a way different experience.
They said it was like a party down there. It wasn't even like a typical NHL game. They're all getting drunk and partying.
There's gambling in the arena. So it is a way different. It's a way
don't
different.
Don't let Ryan Bradshaw into the arena.
What's that?
What?
What do you want to talk?
I said, don't let Ryan Bradshaw.
I know you don't want to talk any shit. Don't you want to talk any shit about your picks?
Hey,
we'll put money on the picks live.
Go Raiders!
Right here, live on the podcast. Me and Jordan are going to make some live bets. But it was great to see that. We want to end with that. If you're a fan of the NHL and the Golden Knights, we give you guys all the props. It's going to be fun to see what happens here. And I don't know, and I'm not going to act like I know, but who might win the NHL or the Stanley Cup. But
is this their first year?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're an expansion
That's
team.
Fucking amazing.
So I would love to see the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup this year. I think it'd be incredible for sports. Vegas to reap, you know, all that. Because Vegas is still recovering from what happened.
I mean, when the Sonics left to Oklahoma, it was, what, a few years, and they were doing really well. I mean, Durant was kind of developing, and it's pretty crazy to see in such a quick time. And I think that's why you got all those bandwagon fans. But at the same time, like I said, you need something to believe in and to join arms as a community, and they didn't have that.
I agree.
And now it's a different culture down there. And they all of a sudden are sports fans and Golden Knight fans, but, you know.
I
want to
see it happen.
Why not?
You guys got anything else this evening? We're about done here. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight and having fun with us. And we are going to be back here next Thursday as well with Eric Bowie. He's going to be on next Thursday so he can explain to us his bullshit stance on the Houston Rockets. And by that time, Houston will be down 0-2, and it'll be fun to talk
and
to
And Cleveland
him
will have a couple games under their belt, and he's a huge LeBron fan,
Cleveland
so that'll
be
fun.
Cleveland will be down 0-2 as well. So
I don't know.
Cleveland and Houston are going to be down 0-2 next Thursday. I don't really believe that.
No.
I'm just trolling, talking shit now, but it'll be fun next Thursday, 6 o'clock, Slipper. We'd love if you guys come down, hang out. We're having fun doing this, and I hope you guys, I appreciate you guys chiming in.
We'll see you guys soon. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jordan Waldo. Thanks,
guys. And nobody say anything racist or stupid. I haven't hit end yet. Bye, Facebook.
Bye.